Very grateful for all the devotees who have come to attend this very holy ceremony on the day of Ram Navami, where His Grace Devamrit Prabhu will be taking the vows of a sannyasi in the renounced order of life. I'd like to read this verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Etam sa asthaya paratmanastam adhyasitam purvatamar mahabhi aham tadishyami duranta param tumamukundangrini sevayaiva. As a Brahmin from Avanti Desh said, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The ceremony of Devamrit Prabhu's sannyas is taking place on the 500th anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepting sannyas. After the Lord took sannyas in Katwa, He was roaming in ecstatic love through Radha Desh, again and again chanting this particular verse, which Srila Prabhupada and all of our previous acharyas explain to encapsulate the true spirit of a sannyasi.
To cross over the ocean, insurmountable ocean of nescience, by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, he established a standard of the very purpose of sannyas in the Vaishnav Sampradaya. The danda, tree danda, represents dedicating one's body, one's mind, one's words, and then there is a fourth part of the danda which represents the jiva, one's very life, exclusively to the service of Mukunda. Sannyas means with no other distractions, no other responsibilities. Srila Prabhupada sometimes said, when you take sannyas, you are civilly dead from that day on. In other words, at that point, we have no possessions, we have no position, except to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was telling his devotees why he wanted to take sannyas, he kept saying, I'm feeling separation from Krishna. I want to attain Krishna. He approached Keshav Bharati and said, please give me love for Krishna, give me sannyas. And also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to reach the fallen souls. A family person can be a pure devotee,
But the special facility of a sannyasi is the whole world becomes your family. The whole world becomes your concern. No longer bound to the financial and domestic responsibilities of just a few people. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas for these, essentially for these two purposes. In the Gambira, in Jagannath Puri, for the closing 12 years of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, he was in the ecstasy of feeling separation from Krishna, in the mood of Sri Radharani. And in the previous years of his sannyas, he roamed to all the provinces of southern and western India. He roamed through many of the places of northern India, freely giving Krishna prema through Krishna nam to everyone and anyone. So this is our tradition, that one takes this vows for the purpose of exclusively dedicating oneself to sharing pure bhakti with the world. Essentially for the same reasons. His main reason for leaving internally was to kill Ravana and to kill all of Ravana's armies. That was one of the main purposes of his descent. And he did it with his bows and arrows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same purpose. But instead of killing Ravanas with his bow, with bows and arrows, he took sannyas to kill the Ravana mentality in people with the weapon of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
And also similarly, when Sri Ramchandra left home, renounced everything, that was the time when he experienced Vipralamba Seva, intense separation from Sita, and Sita experienced that separation from Ram. Interesting, Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna in one, or Sita Ram. So Mahaprabhu took sannyas, that means Radha and Krishna took sannyas, and Sita and Ram renounced everything and left home for the purpose of breeding Ravana. And also they experienced that intense separation from each other in their renunciation, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced that separation in the Gambira as sannyasi. So to cultivate pure love of God in the mood of separation, and to preach the glories of the holy name all over the world, that is the very essence of sannyas. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, although acceptance of Tridanda sannyas is not distinctly mentioned in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, the first verse of Sri Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita advocates that one should accept the Tridanda sannyas order by controlling the six forces. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udaropasta vegam, etam vegam yo visaheta dhira sarvam apimam prithvim sashishyat.
One who can control the forces of speech, mind, anger, belly, tongue, and genitals is known as a Goswami and is competent to accept disciples all over the world. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted the Mayavad order of sannyas, and for this they cannot be blamed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sridhar Swami, who was a Tridandi sannyas.
So it means to renounce the selfish ego, the things of this world. Now this Vachovegam Manasovegam, this verse, the impersonalist sannyasis also control their senses. But in the Vaishnava order, the purpose of controlling our senses is to utilize them wholly and fully in the loving service of the Supreme Personality of God. The crest jewel of all sannyasis were the six Goswamis. Some of my godbrothers, when they took sannyas from Srila Prabhupada, one of them asked Prabhupada, what are the duties of a sannyasi? Srila Prabhupada said, you should study the lives of the six Goswamis and you will learn everything. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a very concise description of Lord Chaitanya of what a sannyasi's duties are. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he had just come to Puri, after some time, he was put in the charge of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami was so humble. Now, he is the Prayojana Acharya of our Sampradaya. That means he is demonstrating by his example and his writings the highest essence of pure love of Krishna in the service of Srimati Radharani. But we can't understand the books of the Goswamis unless we try to follow in the footsteps of their behavior. Raghunath Das Goswami never spoke to Lord Chaitanya, never asked him a question. Whatever questions he had, what message he wanted to give, he always threw Swarup Damodar Goswami, because he was really in the mood of the servant of the servant. He felt unqualified. He felt very fallen, always, as did Rupa and Sanatan. So one day, Swarup Damodar Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya along with Raghunath Das Goswami and said, Raghunath has a question. He wanted me to ask you. He has left his household life and all of his riches. He wants to know now, what is his duty, because he doesn't know? What is the duty of one in the renounced order of life? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, crest jewel of all sannyasis, he also showed humility. He said, actually, Swarup Damodar Goswami knows better than me. But since you asked me, I will give you an answer. Gramya katana shuni be, gramya varat na kohi be, balana koi be yar balana pori be. You should not speak like people in general, and you should not hear what they say. This especially has to do with prajalpa, criticizing other, gossiping, taking pleasure in mundane subject matters. Raghunath Das Goswami said, gossip is like a prostitute that steals away one's inclination to serve Radha and Krishna. Renunciation means no gossip, no fault finding or criticizing. To use one's tongue to glorify Krishna, to glorify the Vaishnavas, for devotional service. And he said you should not eat too much or very palatable dishes, and you should not dress luxuriously. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the first principle for a Vaishnav is simplicity. Simplicity of habits. Simplicity especially of heart. That means no duplicity. No ulterior motives. To be very sincere, very honest. So we should eat simple. Prabhupada said that we eat to serve. Whatever is required to best nourish our body for the loving service of Krishna. That is sannyas. And we dress in a simple way because we want to attract people to Krishna, not to ourselves. And then Mahaprabhu gave a second verse. Amani manadahoya Krishna nam sadalabe Raji Radha Krishna seva manase kuribe. You should not expect any respect for yourself, but you should offer all respect to others. And you should constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. And in your mind, you should always be engaged in the service of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Now this very concise, comprehensive message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much in chronological order. If we give up gossip, we give up sense gratification, and if we actually humble ourselves to offer our respects to others and expect none in return, then we could chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And until we could chant the holy name constantly, we can't genuinely and really meditate on the beautiful, loving pastimes of Radha, Krishna, and Vrindavan as their servant. So chanting the holy name precedes this manasa seva, to develop this deep, genuine taste for the chanting of the holy names. After explaining renunciation in this spirit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, for all the details of what I just said, you should hear from Swarup Damodar Goswami, because he is expert. And then Mahaprabhu concluded his explanation of what it means to be in the renounced order with a familiar verse. Trinadapi sunichena tador ibasihishnuna amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. In essence, this verse encapsulates what a sannyasi is in heart. To be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than the tree, to be ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this way, one can chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. Ramchandra went to the forest and renounced everything on the order of his father. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the order from his guru to spread this Nam Sankirtan all over the world. He accepted that as an order of superior. And similarly, our own beloved Guru Maharaj, our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he He had repeated dreams of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was taking him by the hand to bring him and become a sannyasi. Take sannyas. And it was difficult. Prabhupada had so many responsibilities, so many people depending on him. But for the same purpose and in the same exact spirit as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis, in 1959, in Mathura, the Keshavaji Gaudiya Math, Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas. And he took that order as his life and soul. And he is our founder and our acharya. To follow in his footsteps is our perfection. After Prabhupada took sannyas, he prepared himself, even before, but especially after, he prepared himself to fulfill the order of his guru and spread the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. What a sannyasi. He left alone with a little umbrella, bag of cereal, and a box of books, boarded the Jaladuta Friday the 13th of August, 1965. Such determination, such an example. 38 days over the sea, seasickness, heart attacks, no care. Came off the boat. When he first came off, he didn't see anybody. He looked right, he looked left. But he knew, I have the holy name, I have my guru's instruction, and I have this box of books, Srimad Bhagavatam. So he said he wasn't at all concerned. He had everything. And he endured much, death threats, poverty, being away from Vaishnavas for so long, just to give pure Krishna consciousness to others. Yes, Prabhupada was crest jewel of sannyasi, following perfectly in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for the purpose of assisting him in this great mission, Srila Prabhupada invited his disciples to take sannyas. Because it was so important to have proper sannyasis who were free to just travel and give Krishna consciousness to others with no other responsibilities. Prabhupada took a risk of giving young people who are not necessarily so highly qualified. But if they just surrendered to his will, they would become qualified. And Prabhupada was very, very proud that his devotees were taking this step, making this supreme sacrifice as an act of compassion to others. Within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, taking sannyas means I have no other concern or responsibility than to exclusively, with great determination, to offer my life to be an instrument of Srila Prabhupada's compassion by our example, by our words. Today, Devamrit Prabhu is very sincerely coming forward to take these vows truly in the spirit that Srila Prabhupada desired. Devamrit Prabhu was an executive manager of one of the most prominent banks in all of India, getting promotions regularly. He could have been one of the biggest bankers in the world by now. There's no doubt. Multi-millionaire. Goswami's gave it up after he gave it up before. Following in their footsteps in his own way. But I remember once at the Kumbh Mela in Allahabad, same place that Prabhupada accepted first and second initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in Prayag. I remember there, I was discussing with Devamrit Prabhu with a group of people. He happened to be there. That we require people who are willing to give up everything for the purpose of helping Prabhupada spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And a few days later, Devamrit Prabhu approached me. He said, I want to give up my job and join the Brahmachari Ashram. He did it for that reason. He gave up an extremely high-paying job that had a future that was incredible. And in those days, the Brahmachari Ashram here, the temple didn't look like this. It was really a rat-infested ghetto of a place. And he gave all that up. More than that, he's the only son of his parents. He took a great step forward. And he never turned back. And how he surrendered his life, I was so fortunate to witness. Unconditionally, wholesale, no ulterior motives. Always so humble, always so gentle and graceful, so kind. Even in the most difficult situations, and how he studied Prabhupada's books, because he's so deeply learned. And because of his devotional qualities, when he learned something, it was with realization. It wasn't just repeating. When Devamrit Prabhu speaks Prabhupada's philosophy, which he does so eloquently, so comprehensively, because he does it with such genuine compassion, concern for others, with such dedication to our parampara, it has great potency. And we have seen that. How he attracted super excellent devotees to join this movement, and how he gave so much encouragement and inspiration to so many other devotees, both brahmacharis, grihasthas, sannyasi also. In the very difficult formative years of Radha Gopinath Temple, for several years he was our temple president. We worked very hand in hand together. And then when he told me that it's just so much burden of things on him, he'd like to just preach. So we freed him from this service and he went to IIT and to other colleges and established a very powerful program and brought so many beautiful devotees to our society, like Radhe Shyam and Gauranga Prabhu's. And he started spending a lot of time at Bhaktivedanta Hospital to give spiritual association to our core medical team. because he understood the vision of that. He was very instrumental in helping at Gopal's garden by giving beautiful inspiration. He was very much always helpful and dedicated to push forward the counselor system. He did an All India debate contest for Prabhupada's centennial, which really spread Krishna consciousness in a very wonderful way, colleges all over India. Seeing the potential in Belgaum, he went to Belgaum, became temple president there, did tremendous, unbelievable service, starting a farm community. And he was getting repeated requests to go to Vrindavan, which is a very difficult service. One day he asked me, what do you think? For the last so many months, leaders in India are requesting me to do this service. I said, it's going to be the hardest thing you have ever done. I can't tell you to do it. I can't even ask you to do it, because I know it's going to be really difficult. But I will say this, that there's no greater service that you can do for Prabhupada or his mission than doing it. The decision is yours. And he became the president of Vrindavan and did wonderful, wonderful service there. And during that time, many people, leaders, were asking me, why don't you give him sannyas? Devanri Prabhu never once in all these years even mentioned taking sannyas. That's just his nature. He's not ambitious for any position, he just wants to serve. But I felt as though, I never said this to anyone, I just listened and was quiet. As long as he's president of Vrindavan, it's not a good mentality for him to cultivate sannyas, because it's just dealing with too many things. So when he stepped on, he's still involved in Vrindavan very much, but free from all the heavy management pressures. I asked him, would you like to take sannyas? But I feel it will be a great service for you to do. And Devamri Prabhu, he said, if that's what the Vaishnav community wants me to do, I'm ready and willing to do it. I said, when are you ready? He said, well, this year is Lord Chaitanya's 500th anniversary of sannyas. I would feel greatly blessed if I could do it this year. Now, that wasn't an easy task, because according to the GBC, you're put on, at his age, I believe it's a 4-year waiting list. And then you have to go through a whole review by the sannyas committee and the GBC before being moved up to the 3-year waiting list, and then the 2. To give someone sannyas the first year, in fact, just a couple months after they're put on the sannyas list, is practically unheard of in our society since the system has been set up. It needs a 4/5 vote on the entire GBC. So we presented it to the sannyas committee and to the GBC. And it was practically unanimous that he take this year. Why is that? Because so many people know Devamri Prabhu. Not only in our own congregation, but throughout our whole society, as being a person who has no ulterior motives, a very pure-hearted devotee who simply wants to serve, gentle, humble, and so dedicated to Prabhupada and his mission. For the devotees of Radha Gopinath Temple, this is a very special occasion. Because, you know, there are some people here who preach to him to make him a devotee. Many of our senior devotees were here when he first joined. And even those people, he's like a Shiksha Guru to them. And so many of us, through inconceivable difficult times here, and through the more prosperous times, we've had this intimate family relationship, and Devamrit Prabhu has been a very, very special leader of our family. Well, today, with extreme joy and extreme gratitude toward Devamrit Prabhu, we will, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, offer him the service of a sannyasi.
Thank you very much.